Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Well, it's a little bit of false advertising there because Alan is not on the Alan Levy Show today. We have a very special guest co-host with us. I'm Hillary, the features editor for blogtalkradio.com. It is Monday, December 3rd, I do believe. And my guest co-host is here. He's Sean O'Mack from the very popular Sean O'Mack radio program here on Blog Talk Radio. Sean, how are you doing today?
Fine, Hillary. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So I'm very glad you agreed to come in as our special guest here in your cameo appearance on the show, because Sean is an extraordinary radio host and great interviewer, and we've seen him interviewing lots of people at Blog World Expo, where we met our guest who's going to be on today's show, as well as in many other live events recently at the Democratic debates and at the red carpet interviews at Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino. So, Sean, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, anything for you, Hillary. It's nice seeing you again.
Seeing, even though we can't see each other, but in spirit. Okay,
absolutely.
So we have a special guest on the show. And our guest, we met in Las Vegas at the Blog World Expo, and he was there representing his site, which is very interesting, and he'll tell us a lot more about it. His name is Jay Lohman, and his site is called The Freelance Nation. TheFreelanceNation.com, and the idea behind The Freelance Nation, which I'm sure Jay would love to tell us more about in a little bit, it's freelance job boards, and it's really a community. It's a community of 119 local freelance job boards that connects these freelancers, whether they're writers or computer programmers, designers, or anything of that matter, with other employers and people seeking to hire these freelancers. So it's offering a really useful and innovative community for these people who, as we were talking about previously, it's difficult if you're a freelancer to organize your career and get this work on your own, you know, without the assistance of a site like that. So without further ado, and we'll find out a little bit more about him and about the site, we want to welcome Jay Lohman to the show.
Hello, Hillary. Hey, Sean.
Hi, Jay. Nice meeting you. I think I must have missed you at the Blog World. I'm sorry, but looking at your website. It's incredible. I mean, tell everybody, how'd you come up with this idea for freelancenation.com?
Let's see. I started out as a freelancer back in '95 as a freelance copywriter, and the first 2 years were you know, pretty difficult just getting your feet underneath you and getting started. I did a lot of networking, which helped me, start building my client base and start winning jobs. But I spent so much time the first couple of years, just trying to get clients that I was, it was ineffective, essentially. In '96, I adopted what's now, search engine optimization. I built a website. I was an early adopter and started – that actually helped propel my career as a freelancer. However, there wasn't as much work as I wanted to, so I started seeing some of these websites pop up, freelance job boards. Started getting on there and noticed that there was a few things lacking. They were good for the times. However, as they became more popular, it was a lot more difficult to win good quality jobs because of the open bidding and the open reverse auctions, and because I was bidding against people in all over the world who were driving down the prices. So I didn't do anything at that point. I knew there had to be a better way. So it just kind of stuck in my craw. Fortunately, my freelance career blossomed into an advertising agency. I took on a partner, Will Morgan, and we went ahead with the advertising part of it. But I always wanted to do something to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And finally, last year, I was able to put everything down and get the Freelance Nation up and running.
Wow, that's interesting. So I think that what makes this different possibly from other sites of similar interest is that you were actually a freelance copy editor yourself. So you started knowing exactly what you wanted in this type of site, and I think that's possibly what gives it an edge. What do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I built this site for the, quote, me's of the world.
Mm-hmm.
To give us the ultimate advantage in networking and finding jobs, and not only just finding jobs, but actually pricing them at a fair market value. I go back to the open bidding. One of the things that sets us apart is that we have 100% blind bidding. None of the on other sites, someone would put out a job, let's say for $1,000 or $2,000, and we'll invite people to bid openly. Well, the next person does 900, the next person does 800, and eventually they drive it through the floor. Well, what happens is the quality veterans get out of the process because they're not going to do the job for $100 or $200, whereas other people who are how do I say it? Those who are less apt to make it as a long-term freelance professional are going to win the bids because they'll do it for a cheaper price.
That's so interesting to me, the way that maybe you can explain a little bit how that works, because for those of us who haven't used these sites in the past, does the person, freelancer who's looking for a job, post the price, or the employer who's offering it posts it? And it seems kind of like eBay almost, but in the reverse,
But it is.
With the amount
exactly
declining instead of increasing, so that seems a little interesting.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and that's absolutely devastating to the freelance industry. Like I said, professionals who want to make a living at this cannot afford to do it because at rock bottom prices, because there's too many things that we have to pay for, as self-employed people. And mm-hmm. I did some math early on in my career, and there was an hourly rate which I found that I could not go below and still make money.
Mm-hmm.
Now I could take projects below that, but essentially I was paying the client to do their work.
Yeah, that you take on a lot of those expenses yourself that might be otherwise covered if you weren't freelancing. So I just see in the information that you sent over to us some things that you're providing for the freelance lifestyle. Can you explain the freelance lifestyle to our listeners who might not know much about it?
Well, some of the things that differentiate our service from others out there is besides the 100% blind bidding, we offer a 2-for-1 listing. Now, remember, this is a network of 119 local sites. So it's DallasFreelancers.com, LosAngelesFreelancers.com, SeattleFreelancers.com, PortlandFreelancers.com, NYCFreelancers.com. We were able to purchase all of these brand consistent URLs. Now, the only ones that are different were like Atlanta and Chicago, but if you go to the umbrella site, you can access directly from the front page. But in terms of marketing, because one of the things that is so difficult for freelancers to do because they're spending their time working and managing their business is to market themselves. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we give you one profile on the Freelance Nation, so you're a small fish in a big pond, per se, and then we give you one profile in your local websites that you're a big fish in a small pond. And what that also does is strategically is in the early days when there weren't very many people on the internet and it was, you know, fun to work with people all over the nation and the world, people would and searching was easy or not so competitive, you would end up working with people from all over the nation. But what we've seen is now that the search is becoming a lot more localized because of the proliferation. Anything that you need, you can find on the local level. So that's why we offer these. Why we offer these local sites, because, like I said, you know, if you need a writer in Dallas, and I'll just say a writer in Dallas, because that's where I was, that's where I came from. We found that more people are looking for people on the local level because there's some accountability to be had. You can meet with them face to face. If something goes wrong, you know, there's a lot more accountability than if you're working with somebody in India or halfway across the nation.
Wow. So is your site being used internationally yet? I know we're jumping a little bit ahead to some of the things we'll talk about later, but is your site being used internationally?
Right now, it's not being used internationally. We have, besides the 119 in North America, we also have over 150 international URLs to cover all of the countries and major cities around the globe. So that's kind of our 2.0, and that'll probably fall under the freelanceplanet.com, which we also own. We've done a lot of planning here.
I can tell. Oh, that's great.
So we do have an international arm of this, but not until we get the Freelance Nation firmly under control.
Now, Jay, give me an idea. How many people are out there freelancing? Before we went on the air, I said about my neighbor. She's a book author, and she does freelance work and all that. I mean, how many people are out there, you know, freelancing?
According to the NASE, the National Association for Self-Employed, there are over 60 million self-employed / freelancers out there.
Wow.
That's a pretty big market.
That is. That's huge.
Right. And right now, if you follow the unemployment rate, we're sitting at about 6.2, which is relatively low. It's good. However, we are noticing that that's starting to creep up. And as it creeps up, obviously the pool of the self-employed, whether volunteer or not, is going to increase.
Huh. Interesting. You're listening to the Alan Levy Show. Alan Levy is absent, but I'm here with my co-host, Sean O'Mac. And if you'd like to call in, I know we have some callers patiently waiting on hold, and we'll take you guys in a minute. We just want to hear a little more about thefreelancenation.com and our guest, Jay Lohman, before we pick up the calls. But if anyone in the chat room wants to call in, our dial-in number is 347-677-0649. And call in if you have a question for Jay or for us, or if you want to hear more about the site and we don't get to your question in the show. So I'm really interested in this, Jay. So when did you start thefreelancenation.com, and tell me a little bit about how it's grown and changed since you began it.
It hasn't grown. I mean, well, we just launched it. It's fresh paint. So in terms of growing or changing, it's brand new. So that's a great opportunity for people to get in right now because competition is low. However, our search engine optimization is doing extremely well. Right now, 56% of our local sites are on the first page of Google for our direct navigation terms and other terms like freelance jobs, freelance work, etc. We have another 22% that are on pages 2 through 9. So we are getting a lot of traffic for people both looking for jobs and looking for freelancers. We've got some great testimonials already from programmers, writers, photographers, business consultants that are telling us that they're winning contracts in the thousands and tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean that makes me wish I was back in there.
Where do I sign up here?
Yeah, if anyone in the chat room wants to sign up, we'll tell you how to do that in a little bit. But that's great. So, I was going to ask you about what kind of testimonials and results you've had from the members that have already gotten on board with your site.
Well, that's a pretty good testimonial for them, and it means a lot to us that we are helping these people enjoy the freelance lifestyle and remain independent. Because that's the whole goal of this is to empower the freelancer. I had so much fun freelancing. I've actually been self-employed since '95 when I was a junior in college.
Wow.
And have managed to remain successfully unemployed. But I love it, and I think other people should benefit from it as well.
Now, Jay, you know, when somebody gets hired to do a freelance job, now the taxes and all that's taken care of by whoever's paying them, right? And then what about insurance? Insurance is your responsibility because you're a freelancer, is that right?
That's correct. If you're self-employed, taxes are yours. You pay the taxes, your own taxes. There's no 401k. You pay your own, you know, bookkeeping or your health insurance. So it's not easy at all to be self-employed. But we've put some features in here that help freelancers find support. So we have on the front page, you'll see there's an area for tax preparers, accountants, if you need legal advice, insurance providers, consultants. So we have an area for those people to go and list their services as well, so they can help the self-employed, those people whose clients are the 1099s.
Huh. It's amazing.
Wow.
And your most, I imagine probably your most popular category just due to the freelance writers. Are the writers, is that your most popular category? Because I'm on the where am I at now? I'm on the media and stuff. Not that I'm looking for a freelance job, but I see a lot of comedy TV writers, comedy screenwriters. I mean, a lot of reality TV writers and all that. I mean, it's amazing, especially with the strike going on. I mean, a lot of these, you know, it looks like a lot of jobs are out there.
Actually, yeah, my partner and I have a cousin who's actually part of that strike. She's a screenwriter. And as soon as we heard about the strike, I started talking with her, and she goes, "Hey, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are about to be out of business." So we immediately went to Google and bought up some of those PPCs to see if we could capture that market and help them, you know, find work while they're unemployed.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting how that relates to you guys, and I think it does. And the intersection between unions and freelancers, and, you know, you're kind of giving freelancers some support here where they need it. We have some calls. Maybe we should pick them up since they've been so patient and waiting. 718, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? It's John from Blogger School. Hi, Jay. Hey, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
Oh, hey, John.
How
we met
you
at the Blogger World.
How are
you?
Good.
How you doing, John?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I just wanted to say Jay's doing great things out there. I had a chance to meet with Jay. I met him in Vegas through an email that he sent me, a mysterious email, and we've been friends ever since. He definitely knows how to network. He got me at the table with all the heads and people and keynote speakers. We went out to dinner one night, and things really look to be going up, and I'm going to be using his system to try to land some free work, freelance work on my own.
Great.
John is man, he's a go-getter. I fell in with him, you know, from the moment I met him. He is definitely a self-employed person who's going to be successful because he is not afraid to go out and say hi, shake hands, network, which is extremely important when you're self-employed. Sitting back in your house alone, it can be hard to get work. So networking is extremely important. He's got Blogger School, which is perfect for the Blog Expo, and he teaches companies and small businesses how to start their own blogs so they can take advantage of this growing phenomenon.
Yes, and John also hosts a show on Blog Talk Radio with us, so we were fortunate enough to meet him at Blog World as well. And maybe this is a good time to talk about what the Freelance Nation can do for bloggers, because I'm sure a lot of our hosts out there who are listening and a lot of our friends in the chat room blog for fun, or maybe they want to turn it into a job, or they're interested in some freelance work. What can the Freelance Nation do for bloggers?
We actually do have a category just for bloggers. It's underneath the writers and editors category. There are 23 categories on the Freelance Nation covering all different aspects. Of the 23 categories, there's 500 subcategories. So we've tried to include everybody we can. But for bloggers, in terms of finding jobs, we know that through the Blog World Expo, that companies are starting to understand the power of blogging and what it means in terms of social marketing and customer relations. So we fully expect that we will start seeing increased traffic from those, not only individuals, but companies and small businesses to start looking for experienced bloggers who can help them build a blog and a community on their website.
Wow, great. So if anyone's listening in the chat room, yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Oh, no. I say it's fascinating because I'm over on the blog writers, bloggers area now, and you see a couple of bloggers up there. Now they post their profile, right, Jay? And then if somebody comes on with a project, can they offer to any of these people listed on the profile, like Anthony Lester from Collegedale, Tennessee. He's got 6 to 10 years experience in the following writers and editors. So if somebody has a project, can they offer it to him specifically, or do they have to post it and then they bid for it? That's how it goes, right?
Well, it works both ways. If they have a project, they can. There's a big button on the front page that says post a project, and they can post that project. However, they can also navigate directly to our members' profiles and contact them directly. Unlike some of our Flash competitors, we are not an escrow entity. We do not get in the middle of anybody's business. I don't want anybody in the middle of mine. I don't want to be in the middle of yours. So they can definitely contact them directly.
Very nice. Yeah, I see several people. John Wright's got 1 to 5 years of experience. He's in Dallas. Like you said, people can look at a prospective freelancer who's in their area, and hire them versus, somebody that lives in Maine and the project's in California, right?
Correct. Yeah, and that's the great thing about the network is that if you don't find someone in your local area that meets your criteria, then obviously there's the national network where you can go outside your local area and search. So it's a very, very powerful network.
Wow, that's a great concept to let those two different preferences of how to hire people and those different cylinders of big pond versus small pond, like you mentioned before, and giving people the freedom to choose which area they want to work within. So that's great. John,
yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
I do appreciate it. Jay, thank you a lot for hooking me up, and I do appreciate everything you're doing, and I definitely know you're on the right trail, my bud.
Hey, John, you are too. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a good afternoon.
Okay, bye, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And John hosts Blogger School show on Blog Talk Radio, where he offers people help who are starting up and how to optimize your blog and get everything going. So John's a great guy. We have a couple more callers on the line. Sean?
Go ahead.
Oh, we have a couple more callers on the line that we'll pick up in a second. I wanted to ask a question that's kind of about logistics. So, one, you've mentioned a couple of ways in which your site is differentiated from other kind of similar job sites, but, how did you perceive competing with some other things out there now, like Craigslist and all these other places where people post really freelance job opportunities there? And two, how did you get the job aggregators, the big websites that come in to get hooked up with your community?
Well, that last word will answer the first part of your question.
Oh,
in that,
perfect.
good job. in that Craigslist and some of the other job boards out there are job boards. We are trying to build a community here, where that it helps people collaborate, find work, and find the freelance support they need. So there's that in itself, and we are freelancers first. We came from it. Like I said, we built it for the me's of the world and the we's of the world. So it's a labor of love, and we want it to be successful. The second part of your question, we've got 3,800 freelance jobs in there right now from both Simply Hired and Jobster, covering all of them, and they are being filtered through all of our categories. So, and how did I get them? I simply picked a phone call.
Pick up the phone call. Old-fashioned way.
Yeah. But, hey, we've got something that we think will be of interest to you, and it definitely was. Both Jobster and Simply Hired saw the value of a network of 119 websites and distributing their content among those websites. So I can't say this for sure, but I know that if we're not the largest content distributor they have, we're one of the largest in terms of freelance jobs.
Wow, that's pretty great. It seems that you really do offer kind of a missing link there in that whole equation, connecting those freelancers with these bigger job aggregator sites.
Oh, and hold on, I would be completely remiss. Go Big Network is our newest partner. We have been in talks with them for about 3 weeks, and we are going to implement their job feeds this week. If you don't know about Go Big Network, it is a great, great source for entrepreneurs. I've been reading Will Schroeder's blog for a year and a half now, and he is very insightful, very smart, and I would definitely direct people to go to their site. Great concept they've got going on.
Interesting.
Wow, that's great. We have another caller on the line. Maybe we should pick them up in case they have a question that Jay can answer. 469? Hello? 469, you're on the air?
Sounds like Dallas.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
Maybe it's a lurker. That's okay. We'll let them listen on mute.
That's okay.
We won't hang up on them. 469, it's okay. You can hang out there.
Lurkers need love, too.
You never know, because sometimes it is nice to call in because you can hear the live streaming show as if you're on your computer. If for some reason, you know, you can't have your speakers on loudly or what have you, and it is easy to call in and listen to the show as if you're listening on our website. So you're listening to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. And if you're in the chat room and you want to talk to us and you're not 469, our little friend there, you can call in. It's 347-677-0649 if you have a question about freelancing. And actually, Nikki, who works for Blog Talk Radio, works with us, was asking about graphic design work. And you guys offer that as one of the categories. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's actually a pretty big category. There's a lot of freelance graphic designers and website designers out there. We know through studying our Google stats that a lot of people come to the site looking for freelance graphic designers and writers. And so I would definitely encourage her to put her profile up there.
Interesting. Great. Now, Jay, the website's fairly new this year, you said, right? And then we're coming towards the end of the year, obviously. How has your project been progressing this year, and what are you looking forward to do in next year?
No, it's not even a this year type of deal. We've been up a little over 60 days. We really only started promoting it at Blog World Expo. So it is that new.
Hmm.
So, and for those who weren't at Blog World Expo, what was that, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was about 3 weeks ago, maybe. Yeah.
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the early adopters who we encourage to jump on right now and take advantage of having very little competition in there, yet take advantage of our high search engine optimization.
But what are you looking forward to do with your website next year now?
Oh, next year. We already do have a list of changes that we want to make to include more content, more we want to start pushing jobs to people, some RSS capabilities, some improved portfolio. Right now, I think you can post about 10 or 15 of your portfolio pieces on there. And if anyone wants to see a really good one, Bryce Boyer, he's a photographer. I think he's featured on the front page. He did a really good job. So we are, in terms of changes, we are following the community. We're taking their suggestions. I know UI is one concern. We've tried, probably in our enthusiasm, to probably try to put too much on the front page.
Can you tell our listeners what UI is, those of us who aren't, you know, geeks like myself? Who
I'm sorry. the user interface.
Great.
How people
know.
Interact.
John didn't know.
I'm just a talk show host, interact. Hillary.
So I think besides the feedback that we've already received, we're going to continue to follow what the community wants. And hopefully by next year we'll be working on Freelance Planet.
What's a Freelance Planner?
No, Freelance Planet.
Oh,
our
Planet.
International.
Yes, you're international.
Right. Now all of this, of course, is the timeline is dependent upon investors and partners. So if those go well, then we'll have more money and time to go bigger.
Definitely. Do you keep close contact with your community? I know it's just starting, so it's probably pretty small now. And you said you have feedback about people getting jobs, but do you interact with the posters on your boards and such?
All the time. I am 100% accessible. So I respond personally to emails and suggestions and kudos and complaints. So, yep.
That's great.
I'm not a behind the scenes. You can my email is on the site. You can find me, and so is my phone number is too. So yeah, I'm accessible.
Wow, you know what you should do? You should do a show on Blog Talk Radio, and you should spotlight some freelancers in your community and interview them on like a 15-minute show. I just had a great idea.
You had a great idea.
Well, I'm just thinking about, because it really does sound like a community, and that's really what Blog Talk Radio is. It's a community of hosts and listeners, and you're a community of freelancers and, you know, different artists, writers, and other people looking for work. And so in that way, I mean, how intimate and personal it seems with you communicating with them, it seems like it would be a great tool to unite your community.
Well, Blog Talk Radio is a great tool, and you guys have done a phenomenal job of not only your technology and your platform, but also building up your community of bloggers and freelance talk show hosts.
Yeah, exactly. Freelance talk show host. That's a good way to put it.
Absolutely. it's amazing. Yeah, going with what Hillary said, yeah, because you could highlight, you know, maybe a weekly show, you highlight, you know, interesting projects of the week, or, you know, have testimony, people call in and give testimonials and all that. Really, you could use it as a, you know, an outreach to, you know, get more people to sign up and use your website. I mean, it's, you know, to me,
that's
it sounds
true.
Like a no-brainer. But, and now how, you know, when you sign up at your website, you create a profile. Now, what are the secrets or tips how to create a great profile where somebody can get a freelance job?
Well, this site is all about search engine optimization. So content is king. So we encourage them to completely fill out their profiles. Now, one of the things that makes us very unique, not only to our competitors, but to other social profiles out there, is that we actually let you customize your own metadata. Now, for those who don't know what metadata is, it's the content that resides behind the scenes that the search engine spiders like Google, Yahoo, MSN use to index your site in the search engines. and determine your rankings. So on your profile, not only do you customize the content on the front, and let's say Hillary has one, and it's her profile, and she's got Hillary on the front, but we also let her go in and customize the title tag, the description tag, and the keywords for Hillary, so that
wow.
it increases her chances of being found, not only for her name, but also her services, and if she's smart, she would also put in the location. So LA, correct? Los mm-hmm. Angeles?
Yep.
So, yes, definitely content is king. So we want people to fill out those as much as possible. Obviously, those with portfolio pieces on their page do get a higher click-through rate
mm-hmm.
And link back to your own website and to other social profiles you may have. Like if you use LinkedIn, we know that the search engines love the profiles on LinkedIn, or if you, you know, MySpace or Facebook or anything. So there's a number of ways that it lets you boost your internet marketing presence.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Great. That's really a smart, savvy way to organize the whole thing. I'm impressed by that.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, oh man, I'm losing my train of thought. Sean, if you had something, you can go.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just bouncing all over your site, and it's fascinating. And I said, you know, we're asking people in chat room, anybody, you know, the blogging, everybody's, you know, everybody looking to, you know, get a job as a freelance blogger. Now, next year, are you looking for like the blogger category on your website to, you know, get more, you know, more action, as they say, or what areas do you expect are going to be popular coming into next year?
Probably what we've seen is popular now, unless there's something in social marketing that comes up. Vlogging, you know, may become really popular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have a vlogging category, but right now we know that photographers are popular, especially wedding photographers. We've even seen searches for boudoir photographers. Writers, graphic designers, website designers, business consultants is big. One surprise to us was administration help.
Yeah, do you have like bookkeeping and those kinds of things? And
yes, we do have bookkeeping, and on the front page, when you look at the front page of our website, those buttons at the bottom, those are for people who provide services to freelancers. So that's more expensive than if you go into the right hand side and post a profile in the $495 areas. But yeah, we were pleasantly surprised to see that category. That's a pretty big category.
It seems like there would be a need for that with small businesses. You know, they need that kind of admin support and bookkeeping and those kinds of organizational things as well.
Well, I tell you what, and anyone who's out there who's a freelancer knows this, is that client work gets done during the day.
Mm-hmm.
After the phone stops ringing, it is all about your own bookkeeping, your own invoicing, and your taxes, and, you know, doing the receipts. And at the end of the week or at the end of the month, whenever you organize all of that, you can spend and will spend a lot more time than you can pay someone to organize that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're getting paid, you know, $75, $100, $150 an hour as a freelancer, well, you have to, you have to do that math, and if you're going to spend 4 or 5 hours doing, you know, your own taxes, your own bookkeeping, wherein you can pay someone, you know, $40 an hour or $30 an hour, whatever they're charging, then you have to do the math on that and make a business decision. Now, you still obviously have to stay on top of it, but it's something that you should consider.
Wow. So now I remember what my old question was. You mentioned LinkedIn, and I was just wondering how you fit in with the other kind of social networking sites out there. You say that they refer people you know, they direct people to your site. But what about, you know, MySpace and Facebook and all of the other communities? How do you see yourself interacting with those communities?
Well, in terms of us either putting jobs with them or taking jobs from them, and not in terms of jobs, but job feeds, or partnership-wise, we don't have anything right now. We have talked to some people about the popular Facebook apps,
mm-hmm.
and possibly integrating something like that. That would be, you know, a definite 2.0
mm-hmm.
after we, you know. But in terms of having any direct partnerships, in terms of us, the company, I don't see any. Now, obviously, our members, we do encourage them to link back through their profile to any other social pages they have.
So, great. I think that could be huge. I mean, I think that those communities would be interested in these freelance opportunities and another place to post their information, you know, professionally, that is, you know?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely, you know, we're definitely looking for partners, but those, you know, Facebook and LinkedIn and MySpace, we just haven't made those phone calls yet.
Definitely. Okay, you're listening to the Alan Levy Show. If anyone's in the chat room and wants to call in and ask a question from Jay from thefreelancenation.com, the call-in number is 347-677-0649, and we still have a few more minutes here. Do you have any questions for us, if I can flip the script on you for a moment?
I wasn't prepared to interview you, Hillary.
No, just in a friendly way, because I know, you know, you were at Blog World and we were at Blog World, and we're kind of doing similar things. So.
Well, I definitely want to take a second to give a big shout-out and kudos to both Rick and Dave Taylor for doing such a phenomenal job with that. It provided not only the exposure that blogging needs, but also facilitated so many relationships like ours. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I mean, I met so many people there and found some technology platforms that we plan to integrate into Freelance Nation. So it was a great, great, great event. And I can't wait till next year. Next year's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Next year's going to be probably bigger than this year, obviously. But now I had a question. Say somebody hires a freelancer from your site, and for whatever reason the freelancer doesn't work out or something doesn't happen. You know, if the company comes back to you and says, hey, this guy or this woman was, you know, bogus, you know, wasn't experienced or whatever, what can you do to rectify that?
Legally, there's not much that we can do or will do other than an internal audit and make sure that this person, let's say the freelancer, is legit and that they are providing a good service. It kind of goes back to, you know, I'm a businessman and I don't want to get in the middle of your business and you don't want to get in the middle of mine. We facilitate relationships, but we don't control them and we don't police them. So other than doing an internal audit, and we would do that in a heartbeat because we want to keep the community pure, and if we find that someone is representing themselves as someone that they are not or is, you know, I guess I'd leave it there because we haven't run into that problem yet. But
yeah.
I don't think legally there's, you know, we don't hold anybody accountable.
I mean, it's good. Yeah, it's just good that there's a way you can go back and, you know, re-verify, re-qualify whoever this freelancer is, just to make sure. Because I'm sure, you know, somebody out there, oh yeah, I can get by. I can, you know, make up that I'm a, you know, whatever, and then just trying to fudge my way through this job and make, you know, $1,000, and then, you know, then the employer comes back and, you know, this is a disaster. You know, so it's good you have a way of at least, you know, re-filtering your, you know, the people on the website. Yeah.
Or I even had an idea. It might be helpful to have, you know, like on Amazon or something, when people ship something to you and
oh,
then you
yeah.
give them a rating. you know, people could have some sort of review, like this person did a great job, or this person was a pleasure to deal with, or whatever it may be.
I think that is a good idea for a company the size of Amazon that has the ability to track that. However, what and we thought about that, but what we know is going to happen is that someone is going to get a bad rating and then come to us and either want to change it or want to dispute it, and we don't want to get in the middle of that. We've been in business 13 years. Some relationships go exceedingly well. Some go bad, and they go bad for different reasons. And unless you're on the inside of that business relationship, you don't know what happened.
That's
so,
true. It is complicated.
Oh, it gets very complicated. And it kind of goes back to our blind bidding in that we put the onus on the business person in that if you put a bid out there or a project out there for $1,000 and someone comes back and says, you know what, that's a $5,000 project, I would charge you $5,000. And someone comes back and say, oh, I can do it for $50. Mm-hmm. You know, we encourage you to do some due diligence and be a business person that can hopefully see through both those and maybe narrow it down to providers on our site who not only have good profiles, but go to their own website and see what the work they've done and Google them. Mm. So,
Is the freelance lifestyle for everybody? I mean, I've thought about it, but I mean, I have some health problems. I got to, thank goodness I have the insurance. I mean, anybody in radios, likes to go off on their own, do their own thing, as I say. But I mean, is it for everybody, the lifestyle?
Definitely not. Definitely not. And that's definitely not a cut down. I figured out early on that I was not made for the corporate world, that I would not do good in a situation where I had a bunch of people telling me what to do. and it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of discipline to be self-employed. Fortunately for me, I had spent 9 years in the Marine Corps before embarking on my career, which helped me to be able to get up in the morning, sit down, keep the TV off, and do my work.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps when you love what you do, because you're more apt to spend more time at it. And it's definitely not a 9-to-5 job, and it's not a 5-to-9 job. it's a total commitment because of all the hats that you have to wear to manage your own business. So, no, it's not for everybody. I encourage everybody to give it a try, because even for a short period of time, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty well put. I think you put that well. And I wonder, because I have a good friend who's a copywriter, do you ever get a chance to do those kinds of things now that you've started your network of websites and have a lot of new projects?
I don't, and you will hear this, and you hear it constantly from everyone who goes into management, that I don't have near as much time to do the writing that I once did, just because we're now managing, an advertising agency, and which is separate from the Freelance Nation. So, no, I don't. However, I do now have a stable of writers and freelancers that I can go to help me out. So we've encouraged everybody that we've always used at the agency, all the freelancers, to go to put a profile up on the Freelance Nation, or access them quickly. You know, it's $4.95 a month. You get two profiles for the price of one. If you want to choose any other categories, subcategories, or cities, then you can do that. But it's very expensive, and we offer twice what competitors offer.
Wow. That's great. What a really informative interview this has been. And I think we'll wind down, because we've covered pretty much all the great stuff that we wanted to cover. So tell people who are listening how they can sign up for a profile quickly before we're done for the day.
Well, it is quickly. It is quick and easy. Yeah, you just go to freelancenation.com, hit post a profile, or post a project. Post a project even faster than posting a profile. But you post a profile, you register We ask for a little bit more information up front than others do, just because it makes it quicker on the back end when you're checking out. After you register, you will then go into what we call the shopping cart, and you automatically get one category and one subcategory. So if you're a writer, you would choose the writing category. Specialize in websites, you choose that. For $1 more per category, you can choose to expand. I'm sorry, other subcategories. A dollar more, you can choose to choose others, which will put you in other listings. And for $5, I believe you can choose other cities. So you can see, I think once you get in there, how you can grow your online presence pretty exponentially, you know, just depending on how much you want to spend. And that was the other thing that we took into account, is that people from all over, you know, are at different levels of freelancing. Some are trying it out. Maybe they just want to do, the basic 495 because they specialize in writing. However, we got other people out there that, you know, have done it for years and years and years, and they can write, you know, 15 different things, and they're making enough money to that they want to market themselves in a lot of other areas. So they can opt to market themselves however they feel fit and whatever their marketing budget allows. So it's all about options.
Oh, interesting. And we have a last question in the chat room before we sign off for the day. One of our listeners, Alan, asks, has the Freelance Nation caused any of your competitors to modify their game plan, you know, in fear of your up-and-coming success that you know of?
actually, good question. We fully expect that some will modify. I think we're a little too new to the game for them to be too scared yet, just because we have seen, even as we were building the Freelance Nation, there was just an absolute onslaught of job boards that were coming up. But we continue to follow them. Most of them do not have the perseverance, the dedication that we have, and they've quickly fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to market themselves. But there's definitely some things that our competitors will do, and I hope, for the sake of the community, that blind bidding will be one of them. And that would not hurt my feelings in the least if they adopted that, because that is so degrading to the industry that you can't do it. And it also hurts the people who are posting the projects, because, of course, they're tempted to take the lowest price. But what we know, what happens, they get a bad experience most of the time, and then they come back to, you know, some veterans, and they go, well, I already blew half my budget on some guy, it didn't work out, can you do it for the other half? Well, no, I can't do it for the other half. You should have gone with a reputable, you know, person in the first place.
Yes, good point. So you're really in it for the love of the game, so to speak, and that's what we admire so much about you. We're going to wind down the show. We want to thank you so much for joining us, Jay.
Well, thank you guys. That's fun.
From thefreelancenation.com. It was a lot of fun. Sean?
Yes, it was amazing. Thank you, Jay, for being on. I mean, it was very fascinating. I'm checking out your website now. But,
Sean, just real quickly, after this, contact John Ciampa, who called in. We were in a taxi in Las Vegas, and he had a great idea for a concierge blog, which I know that you would be perfect for.
Ah, yeah, I used to work in concierge at Caesar's Palace, as a matter of fact.
Yep. I saw your bio. I was like, oh, man.
Don't take Sean away from me. I need him for my friend.
You should have a category there for saving TV shows. I'm on my second one now. Any categories there?
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate this.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Alan Levy Show. And be sure to check out thefreelancenation.com to learn about how you can market yourself and get some of those great jobs out there. So thanks for tuning in, and until next time, we are out for the day. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on The Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk.